Hi, everybody. My name is Jeff Packard with Send Out Cards. I've got my pleasure today of recognizing my brother on an interview. His name is Adam Packard. He is is a retired golf pro, and he actually is an old bartender, an ex-bartender. So, Adam, you there?
I'm here.
Awesome. How long were you a golf pro and a bartender for?
I got into the golf business probably right out of college. So when I was 23 to 26-ish is kind of the range, and I didn't bartend until I started realizing that I wasn't making very much money. So I got the bartending job just to kind of supplement my golf pro income. So about 4 years, I would say.
So you weren't making enough money as a golf pro, just teaching people, and so you got a part-time job at night bartending?
That's correct.
All right. What did you like most about being a golf pro and, you know, working at the bar at night? And what would you, what would you have changed?
Well, I enjoyed it. It was it was long hours, but I was never the type to have a traditional 9-to-5 job, so the golf pro part fit me really well. A lot of people think it's a really glamorous job where you just play golf and have fun, but for those of us that are in the golf business, you know it's working behind the counter, running the pro shop, giving lessons, and not playing a whole lot of golf. So a lot of hours put in. It was enjoyable, met a lot of good people, but I was tired of, you know, watching somebody tee off in the morning, being in the same spot and watching them enjoy their four-hour round and coming back and watching them drive off, and I'm still standing there not playing any golf. So if I were to change anything about it, I would probably figure out a way to play more golf instead of working at the golf course. And the bartending was fun. I enjoyed it. I'm a social person, so I really did it just to make a few extra bucks and then meet some new people and to have some fun at night. So that was a lot of fun, and it was busy. It was a busy schedule. I didn't have a whole lot of time for myself.
And, Adam, you know, when did you get in? I know you're in Send Out Cards now. You've been in Send Out Cards for how long?
About 4.5 years.
Okay. What initially attracted you to Send Out Cards business?
Initially it was the fact that, you know, you and Dad were already making money doing it. So that was, you know, I was always looking for a business that made sense and that fit me and I could get excited about, but I kind of needed to see somebody out that was making money. And so when you guys started to make money doing it, it kind of got me thinking that if you could do it, I could do it too. So that was what initially attracted to me, was the opportunity to make some extra money and do it, on a very part-time basis and get paid for, you know, the work that I put in and start my own business as opposed to working for somebody else. So that was what it was initially. And then once I got into it, it was more, the no competition and the unique product and just a whole combination of things.
So basically you saw someone else making some extra money and you recognized the opportunity as something special, as, like you said, no competition, zero overhead, work from where you want, when you want, and really just to kind of get out of the rat race. Is that right?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I didn't really think of it, you know, when I first started that I would be able to, you know, get to where I am today with it. Once I get into the business, I saw it as a way out of and give myself a lot more choices. But initially, it was really just a change what I was doing, because I knew if I wasn't going to change what I was doing, my choices in life were never going to change.
Now, Adam, you do Send Out Cards full-time, is that right?
Yes, I do.
Okay. What percentage of your income comes from Send Out Cards?
90%.
95%. Okay. Who do you talk to on a daily basis or a monthly basis about the Send Out Cards business?
You know, I've gone back and forth, and I've done a lot of things from, talking to people that I know, cold calling, walking into businesses. But the people that I've had the most success with in this business are people that I've either met or that I've been introduced to. So it's either been warm market, just out and about meeting people, friends, people that I've worked with, people that I met at seminars, So that's kind of where I've found that my my best people come from. It's not from calling leads or doing any kind of cold calling. It for me, that didn't work as well.
Okay. Now, what do you like most about working your Send Out Cards business?
Honestly, I like the freedom. I like the choices. I love the residual income part. And just the flexibility to be able to travel more. I love to travel and I love to be mobile. And this business allows you to do that. I mean, you can literally work from absolutely anywhere. So you're not tied to, you know, your desk. I mean, you can get out and work this thing wherever you are. So I think just the freedom that it gives me is probably the main thing that I get out of the business.
Awesome. And what do you think has attributed to your success with Send Out Cards or in Send Out Cards?
I think the main thing is when you get started in a business like this, making a decision to actually go forward and do it, not to try it and see if it works. You know, make a commitment and, you know, make it a couple-year commitment to work this as a business to get it built up. So I think that's a big part of it. And then consistent activity over a long period of time, doing the right activity, you know, plugging into what other people have done that made them successful and just doing the same things. So a combination of those things will make somebody successful. But I think you have to know going into a business like this that you're going to work your tail off in the beginning and not generate a lot of money just, you know, by sheer numbers of how this works. You put a lot more work in up front to get the ball rolling. But once you get past that hump, you're severely overpaid for the work that you put in. And when you say full-time in network marketing, full-time could be a few hours a day. It's not 8-9 hours a day usually. So it does give you a lot more options.
Now, Adam, what can you tell people, our listeners right now? They, some of them are working two jobs. Some of them do have a bartending job or, you know, serving food or busing tables. I know I used to bus tables. The person working two jobs like you are doing, why would they want to look at something like Send Out Cards?
Well, I mean, I think it's an individual decision. So, I mean, I'm not one to say that this is the right business for everybody. But, you know, if someone's looking, you know, they want to make a change or they want to have more options or they, you know, they have more of a purpose in life than to do what they're currently doing, you know, unless you change something that you're doing, then you're never going to get any different results. So I would say if you're looking at a business like this, you know, pick one that you're excited about, that you can plug into a successful team and get some good training and mentoring. But commit to doing it for a couple of years on a very part-time basis, and could be half an hour a day, an hour a day, whatever you can put into it. But the nice thing about these businesses is that there's a simple system to follow, and if you do those simple activities, you know, over that stretch of time, then you should be successful in it. So, you know, it's not for everybody, but I think if you're looking for a change, then I think this is a fantastic way to make something happen.
So what you're saying is if they follow a simple system, which we offer, you can make money with this business?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think you need to plug into what's been working in the past, you know, work with somebody that knows what they're doing, and then just stick with it. I think the consistency thing is what a lot of people miss. They hope for the get-rich-quick kind of scheme, and this is not a get-rich-quick program. And, you know, to build residual income, you know, it does take some work, but the beautiful thing about residual income is it keeps coming in every single month regardless of what you do. So that's where you want to get to in this business, is creating a kind of a walk-away income. But it takes time and it takes a lot of work. And, you know, I'm not going to lie and say it's easy. You know, it's a lot of work, but it's definitely worth it.
And it is nice, like he was referring to, is getting those checks. With Send Out Cards, we get paid 5 times a month. If you're working your business, you'll be paid 5 paychecks a month, and it's just awesome to get those paychecks once a week and then on the 10th of every single month. Adam, what are 3 key advantages Send Out Cards business has over other home-based businesses?
I would say the first thing is that we don't have any competition. I think that's a big one, where you don't need to compare, you know, our product to another one that's similar. So I think that's a big one. Another key that makes us different, let's see here. I mean, we were a part of a it's a unique service. That's another thing. We offer a product that you buy down at the store for $4, but you can buy it through us for 62 cents. So that's another thing. Is a lot of times a lot of companies will have great products, but they'll be inflated with the prices just so they can pay out commissions, where we don't have that. And ours is one of those businesses that doesn't require you to stockpile a lot of inventory, which I know a lot of other businesses do as well. So we, you know, literally all you need is your phone and your computer, and you can work this thing.
Yeah, there's been many of times that I've seen you out by the pool and with your laptop and your cell phone, and you're working your business. Isn't that right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Anything you'd like to add, Adam? Share. We're finished with the interview, but is there anything you'd like to share with the listeners?
I mean, just if you're looking for a change, you know, decide to do it, and look for a company that, you know, interests you, that you can plug into a good team, and you know, start working on a plan B, something that you can do outside of what you're currently doing if you're looking for a change. And, you know, join a business that you think you're going to have fun doing, because it doesn't do much good to start a business if you don't enjoy it. And then just stick with it for the long haul. You know, never quit on a bad day, and always be looking forward, and keep your eye on the big picture and what's possible. And I think that will give you the most success.
Well, Adam, I really appreciate your time. And hopefully, when's the next time you're going to play golf for real and not teaching?
Actually, I played a couple of days ago, so.
Oh, good.
Yep.
All right. Well, Adam, having a great rest of your day. Thanks for listening. Take care, guys. Bye-bye.
Thanks.